Hello, I'm Dana Goodnow from Pittsford Community Church, your pastor for the day. It's far too easy to drift away from God. Even as Christians, we're easily distracted by the world. When we look around us, we forget that our relationship with God is far more important than anything the world has to offer. The fact that others have experienced this kind of spiritual drift encourages me to reevaluate my own heart. Like you, I want to find the path back to the very center of the heart of God. The best path is that of prayer, what we can call centering prayer. Centering prayer refers to the realignment of my desires with the will of God. It means returning to that place of peace with God. Psalm 73 speaks to this idea of centering prayer. The psalmist momentarily got his eye off God and was focused on the world. Psalm 73, verses 2 through 3 says, "Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart, but as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I'd nearly lost my foothold, for I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked." When we begin to focus on the world's attractions, we forget that God is infinitely more attractive. Our minds get caught up with lesser things. We relegate God to the sidelines of our lives. Our only way back from this precipice is through centering prayer. The psalmist goes on and says in Psalm 73, verses 16 through 17, "When I tried to understand all this, it troubled me deeply till I entered the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their final destiny." When we recognize that our hearts are troubled by our misdirected focus on the world, we'll begin to look for help. Are you troubled by what occupies your time and thoughts? Turn to God through centering prayer. The psalmist entered the sanctuary of God. He returned to God, to the place of God's revealed presence. There he discovered once again that God alone can truly satisfy our deepest longings. I see this kind of centering prayer in the words of Paul in Philippians 4, 6 through 7. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." While our hearts may not drift toward envying the world's successes, they may spiral into unnecessary worry or fear. Paul reminds us to center ourselves with God through prayer. We can relieve our worries and restore God's peace in our hearts when we pray. Why not try centering prayer today? Take a few minutes to reflect on God, His Word, His ways, His will. Invite God to overshadow your envy or worries. Psalm 91:1 says, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty." Through centering prayer, we can again rest in the shadow of Almighty God. Father, release me from my drifting thoughts and restore me to a place of peace in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Dana Goodnow from Pittsford Community Church, your pastor for the day.